Well, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has arrived in New York to start her US trade mission. Ms. Ardern has just met with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, where Ukraine was top of the agenda. She spoke to media a few minutes ago about her meeting with Mr. Guterres.
In the session that I just held now with the Secretary General, a chance for us to discuss everything from the conflict in Ukraine to climate change, and more broadly, the role that New Zealand can play in UN reform, which we've long been an advocate and supporter of. A really fruitful discussion, but really useful to hear the Secretary General's reflections on the current conflict. Predominantly, our focus was on issues around climate sustainability, but also the war in Ukraine, given obviously that that is top of mind for the world and the international community. You know, what we see, though, separately, any reflection on the relationship between China and the United States, whilst ultimately that is a matter for them, what we will continue to advocate is for peace and stability in our region, and including in any discussions around increasing tensions around Taiwan.
Well, the Prime Minister also had the chance to meet with representatives from US multinational investment management firm BlackRock. She says sustainability was high on the agenda.
A very particular focus at the moment from those and similar institutions is sustainability and ensuring that there are partnerships in the way that we're seeing governments respond to challenges like climate change and sustainability and the way that the private sector responds. They were calling for that greater engagement. What we were able to offer is a clear demonstration that in New Zealand, it's not just the private sector, it is the government championing these issues. We are often working hand in hand.
Our political editor, Jane Patterson, is in New York with the Prime Minister and with us. Kia ora, Jane. Let's talk trade firstly, and some interesting comments being made by US Chamber of Commerce head Myron Brilliant.
That's right. So the Prime Minister had that meeting with BlackRock, a huge asset management firm here in New York, and he came out and spoke quickly to us afterwards and made some really strong comments. We were talking to him about the relationship of the US and how, you know, it was looking towards Asia Pacific or the Indo-Pacific region. He basically said the US needs to show up, it needs to be there. And he said one way is through trade, of course, and the what's now known as the CPTPP was, of course, started by the US, but they pulled out under Donald Trump, and President Biden shows no sign of wanting to re-enter it. He made some very strong comments about it being a mistake, and that basically if Jacinda had then got the chance to meet with President Biden, she should be pushing him very strongly and, you know, carrying on that push for the US to come on board instead of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, that sort of trade agreement that President Biden is much more keen on at the moment.
Any word yet about whether that White House visit is on the cards?
Efforts are still underway to nail that meeting down. I think there's a lot of optimism from the New Zealand side that it will happen. However, we're still waiting for confirmation. It was, of course, complicated by the Prime Minister's COVID positive test about a week and a half ago. But look, the signs are looking good, and hopefully we'll know maybe within the next 24 hours or so.
Of course, also this visit all taking place with this backdrop really in quite sharp focus around China.
That's right. So a lot of the themes and questions to the Prime Minister are because of these big events happening. So we've just had President Biden over in Japan for the meeting, the Quad meeting, US, India, and Japan and Australia. And also Wang Yi, the Chinese foreign minister, has just started a tour of the Pacific Islands countries, about eight, and is going to start a tour. And that's going to be very much an economic, a kind of trade basis, but also, you know, just to have a Chinese presence there in the Pacific region. We asked the Prime Minister, you know, what she made of this, given that political struggle, the geopolitical struggle between the US and China for influence in the region. She basically said that as long as these things are being done with the values of openness and transparency, and that they were with basically the right intentions, then New Zealand wouldn't have too much of a problem. But basically, I think she was alluding more broadly to that Solomon's Pact that is still shrouded in secrecy between the Solomon Islands and China that has caused a great deal of alarm both in the US and New Zealand and Australia and other countries. So I think they will be keeping a wary eye on that as well.
Thank you very much, Jane Patterson, our political editor, speaking to us from New York.